So you ran down to your neighbor's apartment naked?
Yes.
An ex's escape from abuse?
He grabbed me, he shook me. I was trying to get away from him. I called the police.
The police came twice.
Or is she evading the truth?
I got struck, and that's when I started to bleed. I received 4 stitches in my hand and a staple in my head.
I have to know who was more angry.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Kalicia Pitts is suing her ex-boyfriend, Darnell Muntz, for throwing her computer out the window and an assault.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 169 on the calendar in the matter of Pitts versus Muntz.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Ms. Pitts, Mr. Muntz used to be your boyfriend. I think that you lived together for a period of time. On February the 19th of this year, you had a major kerfuffle at your house, and you were arrested.
Yes.
And you were arrested based upon complaints made by Mr. Muntz. You claim 2 things. You claim that that arrest was based upon his lies, and you want to be compensated for your bail and whatever, a whole bunch of stuff. Primarily, what you're claiming is he was the one responsible for the assault. He actually assaulted you, and as a result of your arrest, you had certain financial loss. In addition, you say that while you were in jail, Mr. Muntz left, and when he left, he stole your camera.
Yes.
And you want him to be responsible for the camera. Mr. Muntz says that on the 19th of February, you were the one who assaulted him, and he has no knowledge of your camera's whereabouts. He certainly didn't steal it. That's your defense.
That is correct.
Okay. So tell me about the 19th of February.
No. We lived separately.
So you never lived together?
We had, but not in this apartment.
Is there a reason you weren't living together?
Our relationship ended for 3 months. And then I decided that I wanted to live by myself.
So far, is that right?
It's shaky, but semi.
Listen, you lived together, you separated. She was living in her apartment and you were living in your own space.
I had my own apartment. She had her own apartment.
And occasionally you may have stayed over.
Exactly.
I don't care about staying over.
Exactly.
Just staying over is not my business, it's your business. But you each had your own apartments.
Yes, ma'am.
So on February 19th, you came home from an event.
Yes.
And he was your escort to the event where you were honored.
Yes.
And?
And we got in an argument. All of a sudden, he jumped
about
up.
What?
We were talking about someone. I asked him a question.
You were talking about someone.
What actually happened is that we were arguing about something that happened at the event. And
it's important for me to know that. Because
mm-hmm.
I have to know who was more angry. What were you
all wondering? I know is I said, maybe I should call such and such. And then he
maybe
just
I
jumped
call,
up and grabbed
me. Is that a woman that you should call?
A male.
A male?
Yes.
You mean somebody that you were talking to?
Yes.
That he was jealous about?
Yes, and he jumped
up
and
just
grabbed
a second.
Me.
I'm getting it. Don't shake your head. It's distracting
yes, ma'am.
To me.
Yes, ma'am.
So you came home from the event. You got into some sort of a kerfuffle because he didn't like that you were talking to this male at the event?
Yes.
Okay. And then you said to him, well, maybe I'll call him. And then what happened?
He jumped up and grabbed me. All of a sudden...
How did he grab you?
He grabbed me. He shook me. I was afraid.
No, listen to me. I want you to be very careful, Ms. Pitts, because I read your complaint very carefully, and there's also a police report.
Yes.
So I know what you said immediately after the event, and I know what you said in your complaint that you swore to before me. So I don't want you to exaggerate anything that's not going to be contained in the reports. Do you understand?
Yes.
In the reports, you say, he pushed me. Isn't that what you say in here?
What I said was, he jumped up and grabbed me. After he jumped up
just
and grabbed
a minute.
Me, he...
You do say, shoved me, pushing me, and grabbing me.
Yes.
Okay. So he grabbed you, he shoved you, and pushed you, and you went into another room.
I was trying to get away from him. He started confining me in rooms. Because we had just gotten home from that event, we basically were getting ready to go to bed. So I didn't really have anything on, and after doing that to me, I was really scared. He was placing
me
in different...
Well, where were you sitting?
We were in my bedroom. We were standing.
I thought you said you were initially sitting.
No. We were standing because he was sitting on the bed.
Well, you said he jumped up.
Yes, from the bed and grabbed me and started shoving me and things like that. And I'm just saying that, like, I was afraid. I didn't know what he was going to do next. He was confining me in various rooms. He would not let me put anything on. I ran out of my apartment to go because he was like, I'm taking your cell phone. And he grabbed my cell phone, and I could not use my phone because I don't have a home phone to call the police. I ran out of my apartment, down to my neighbor's apartment to use his phone to call the police because I didn't know what I wasn't wearing anything.
So you ran down to your neighbor's apartment naked?
Yes, and to get his phone so that I can.
I just want to make certain of that because that's a police report, I assume, is going to say that.
I ran down to his apartment.
To a neighbor's apartment?
Yes.
Naked?
To get my cell phone.
You didn't answer me.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, Your Honor.
Naked?
Yes.
Okay, so you ran down to the neighbor's apartment naked.
Yes.
And
I was trying to get out as soon as I possibly could. Nothing mattered.
So just a second.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
you were
Your
down
Honor.
There naked, and I assume you waited there for the police.
I got his cell phone, walked back to my apartment, and was calling.
Got whose cell phone?
My neighbor's down the hall.
Just a second. You're now in your neighbor's apartment down the hall, and you've called the police from
I
the
used...
neighbors? Shh, let's keep my flow very. Mm-hmm. You're in your neighbor's apartment. Now you're safe and naked in your neighbor's apartment. I want you to go step by step for me, because I heard what you said. Now you're safe in your neighbor's apartment. They let you in.
Your Honor, I want to make clear that he did not let me inside his apartment. He lives with his mother. I stood in front of his apartment door, and he came out and gave me his cell phone to use to call the
police. Just a second. So he opened the door.
Yes.
This neighbor of yours.
Yes.
He opened the door. Saw you naked, standing outside, and you said, can I borrow your cell phone?
Yes.
And he handed you his cell phone. Is this neighbor somebody that has been your neighbor for a while?
Yes.
What's his name?
I would rather not say his name.
I would tell you I want to know his name. Is he still your neighbor?
Yeah,
Is he still your neighbor?
Yes.
What's his name?
I don't want to.
I want to know what kind of person it is that opens a door in the middle of the night and sees their neighbor naked in the hallway and doesn't say, come in, what's the problem? And just hands you a phone. I would like to know what kind of person that is. So then you take the cell phone that your neighbor has given you and you'd go back to the apartment.
Yes.
Oh, how many apartments are there in this building of yours?
A lot.
And is there a lobby?
I live on the fourth floor.
Is there a lobby?
Yes.
And right now you ran out of your apartment because you were in fear of the defendant. And instead of remaining in a safe, because he didn't follow you outside, you went back to the apartment.
Yes.
Now tell me what happened when you got back to the apartment.
When I got back to the apartment, Darnell was still in the apartment. I called the police. I grabbed his shoes. Threw his shoes out of the window.
Okay, so
Darnell's
you went back,
shoes.
Just a second. So you threw his shoes out the window.
Yes.
Okay.
That was an effort to get him to leave.
Why would you throw his shoes out the window?
That was a strategy for me to get him to leave because he would not leave.
Well, why didn't you just, instead of grabbing his shoes, why didn't you grab a bathrobe and you leave?
Eventually, I was able.
Not eventually. Why would you take his shoes and throw them out the window? Now you're back in the apartment, but you're naked, according to you, and you have your neighbor's phone. Why don't you just grab something and run downstairs to the lobby? He hasn't followed you so far.
I grabbed his shoes so that he could leave. I wanted him out of my apartment. That was my
But you called the police already. Police were on the way.
The police.
They were going to meet you downstairs in your building. So instead of doing something like throwing his shoes out the window, I'm asking you, why not just grab a robe, a shirt, or something, and go downstairs and wait for the police?
I did put something on when I came back. He would not let me put anything on before I went and called the police. I grabbed for a lounge dress to put on, but he would not let me put it on. That's when he was grabbing and shoving me.
I'm not talking about that. We're back in the apartment now, and you're throwing the shoes out. You know exactly what I'm saying. Don't try to confuse me. I'm old. You know exactly what I'm saying to you, right? I know that you've been over the story
yes.
a million times with mm-hmm. a million other people, but this story is getting dissected, mm-hmm. right? Now, according to you, at the time you threw her shoes out the window, then he threw your computer out the window.
Yes.
Oh, yes. And according to your complaint, after you threw his shoes out the window, he threw your computer out the window. And you say he's paying for your computer because he acknowledged that he threw the computer out the window after you threw his shoes out the window. And he's paying for it. So that's not part of this lawsuit. I didn't even have to hear about the computer because she said you've paid for the computer.
I acknowledged it.
Yeah. Then you grabbed something to put on and you went downstairs to wait for the police?
No, I stayed in my apartment because after he slammed my iMac on the floor and threw it out the window, he left the apartment and went downstairs. So I was still in
He went downstairs?
Yes.
And then what happened?
When he went downstairs, the police were on their way. I was waiting for them. When they showed up, I looked out of the window. They were there because there's no buzzer downstairs. So I waved and said, I'm up here. Please come up. He won't leave.
Well, he had left already.
He had left, yes. And
okay.
He had left my apartment.
He had left.
Yes.
But you told the police, please come upstairs. Go ahead. And then?
The police came. They just waved us off and said, oh, we see you're just having a little domestic thing going on here. And just left. The police just
left, and
Darnell had his hand on the outside of the door. He came back into the apartment.
And just a second. The police didn't leave until they spoke to the two of you.
No, they didn't speak to me at all. They
you
only
mean you
spoke
invited
to
them to come up to the apartment and they just spoke
they
to
They never
him?
Came up.
They didn't come up.
They only spoke to him.
Downstairs.
Right.
And when they spoke to him downstairs, what happened? Next all with the police.
The police just waved us off.
They not waved us off. They're downstairs. You're hanging out the fourth floor window because that's the only way you can communicate. Okay, come on. There's a lot more to this story.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She freaked out, flung the window open, and she was throwing my things out of the window. I went over there to stop her from doing that. That's when I got struck, and that's when I started to bleed.
Struck with what?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Kalicia Pitts says ex-boyfriend Darnell Montz assaulted her and then falsely claimed she was the aggressor.
Go ahead.
I went downstairs and they
didn't
talk to me.
Oh, you did go downstairs?
Yes.
You did go downstairs and?
And they didn't say anything to me. All they said to both of us was, oh, we see you just have a little domestic thing going on.
And?
And they just left us.
And
he came back and Darnell came back up the apartment, which was what I didn't want. I wanted him to leave.
And?
And he came back up in the apartment, which I believe with the computer that he threw out of the window, I believe that he used a piece of glass to slice himself.
And
he came back in the apartment and spread blood all around my apartment. So when the police came the second time.
Oh, so the police were called back a second time?
Yes.
Who called the police the second time?
I called the police the second time.
From where?
From being in my apartment.
You called the police a second time from your apartment?
Yes, to get him to call them so that he can get out of my apartment again.
Okay.
Because, yes.
And?
They came back around and he just saw all the blood that Darnell had like spread all around the apartment and they took me. That he said, I'm sorry that we have to take you.
Okay, fine. Now, listen to me. I'm really not interested in what happened with the neighbor because as far as I'm concerned, it's a lot of who shot John.
Correct.
Now, the police came twice.
The police, I'm sorry.
Just answer, yes or no. The police came twice, yes or no.
The police came twice, yes.
Okay, now, after the police came,
I was downstairs.
She was upstairs.
She was upstairs.
And you spoke to the police.
I spoke to the police to convince them.
No. Don't convince them. I don't want you to hear what you said to them.
Well, it's pertinent, I believe.
Okay, go ahead.
I convinced them of my wounds.
You mean at the time that the police came the first time, listen to me,
yes,
you
ma'am.
Were already injured?
Absolutely.
Oh, well, then that first time is germane to me. So we're going to go back to your story.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Let's say somebody's dumb enough to do that. I don't think they're dumb enough to hit them head with sufficient force to require a staple in the top of their head.
But I did not do that.
Well, staple.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Kalicia Pitts has accused ex-boyfriend Darnell Montz of throwing her computer out the window and an assault.
Now, you got home. February 19th, from the party, you got into an argument about this other guy.
Other woman.
You said another woman.
It resulted because of another woman.
Well, tell me about that.
He grabbed me.
Shut up! Tell me.
We were at an event that she was being honored at. There was another woman there that I probably dated for about 5 minutes. She knew about it. I introduced them two together. We had a great time at the event. We went out after the event. We went to another
bar. Just the two of you?
It was her, I, and two of my friends.
But not this other woman?
Of course not.
Okay.
Because she was irrelevant to us.
Okay, go ahead.
We went out afterwards. After the second place we went to, we jumped in a cab, went back to her place. As she stated, we were getting ready for bed. She was in the bathroom. She did not have any clothes on. I had on a t-shirt and shorts. I had the laptop in my lap, sitting on the bed, as she stated. She came out of the bathroom into the bedroom and accused me of doing something from there. And she is also correct about what she said disrespectfully about another man. And I did get up from there.
Okay. And when you got up, what did you do?
I grabbed her by the hands.
You grabbed her by?
Her hands.
Her hands.
And let her go.
I don't want to hear you. Notice how quiet he was when you were talking? That's the way it's going to be. Now he's testifying. Go ahead.
I grabbed her by the hands and let her go because she was in between the bathroom and the hallway. From there, she freaked out, flung the window open, get out, get out, picked up half of my clothes. I had a good amount of clothes there. It wasn't just shoes. It was clothes and shoes. She was tossing out a window, hitting me in my face. You know, I wasn't striking her. I was grabbing her to stop her. We ended up going into her living room, and she was in the corner throwing my things out of the window. I went over there to grab her to stop her from doing that. That's when I got struck, and that's when I started to bleed.
Struck with what?
I believe it was a metal ruler.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Where were you struck?
I received 4 stitches in my hand and a staple in my head.
Where in your head?
On the crown.
Show me. Point.
It's actually in the report because it wasn't as severe.
I'd like to see the report. You have a police report as well?
I do not, just because of my work schedule.
Do you have a police report, Ms. Pitts?
Yes.
I'd like to see it.
It says it here. I'd like to see the 4 stitches, L thumb, and laceration to the head.
This is the arrest report.
Okay, so Ms. Pitts, this is my problem with your story, okay? Now, what your story is that he cut himself purposely in order to get you in trouble because he knew he was in trouble and he spread his blood all over the place. And you say he did that with a piece of glass maybe from the computer that he broke. Let's say somebody's dumb enough to do that. I don't think they're dumb enough to hit themselves over the head with sufficient force to require a staple in the top of their head. You understand me? Do you understand?
Yes, but I did not do that, Your
He
Honor.
Didn't do it to himself. And unless the neighbor did it, which I doubt, you did it.
Your Honor, that's not true.
Well, he was transported to the hospital where he received stitches to his hand and a staple on the top of his head. On the 19th of February, you tell me how he got injured on the top of his head that required a staple.
I have no idea, Your Honor.
Well, I have an idea, Ms. Pitts. Your case is dismissed. That's all. Step out.
Please excuse me. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. A wheelchair used as a weapon?
You were hired as a caregiver by the defendant. How did his foot end up in a cast?
Next Judge Judy.
He assaulted himself. I did not assault him.
She was making up the fact that I cut myself, which doesn't make any sense.
He did those injuries on himself.
I'm not a crazed maniac.
He knows that in Pennsylvania.
And I'm not any void of any pain.
When someone has the most blood on them.
So I wasn't able to lacerate my own self.
They are the one that's seen as the non-aggressor. So I was seen as the aggressor in this case.
Never get into a relationship again. Simple as that.